after the festivities in this week's parsha regarding the Chet HaEgel and all the terrible things that occurred. So Vayehi Baredas Moshe Mehar Sinai, when Moshe came down from Har Sinai, Ushnei Luchos HaEdus B'yad Moshe B'ratom Min HaHar, and he came down with the Luchos in his hands, U'Moshe Le'ada, and the second time around Moshe was not aware, Ki Karan Or Panav B'dabro Ito. There was a glowing resonance that came from his face after speaking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu the second time around. The Ibn Ezra explains that, what does it mean that there was a glowing aspect coming from Moshe Rabbeinu's face? He says there was Kvod Hashem, Hashem's glory, coming from the face of Moshe Rabbeinu. Targum Yonasan gives a similar explanation. For some reason, Rashi highlights that this occurred Kishehevi Luchos Achronos by Yom HaKippurim. We know when it occurred. If you follow the story, he comes down with the second Luchos on Yom Kippur, and his face was glowing. Why does Rashi need to highlight that it was specifically after receiving the second Luchos that Moshe's face had light coming from himself? So the Ramban writes in Perek Lamedal Pasuk Gimel that the Luchos were given on a higher level the second time than the first time. Writes the Ramban, Aval Ata, Hichmir b'shas matan Luchos ha'elu, yos mimaymad rishon. There was greater sense of responsibility, a greater sense of intensity in the second giving of the Luchos to Moshe than the first. V'hatam b'chozeh, k'b'rishonas hayahamayimid b'avur kol Yisrael. Because the first time Moshe got the Luchos, that was in the Zechus of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe was simply piggybacking off of the Jewish people. V'zeh l'moshe bilvad b'schuso b'tfilaso. But the second time they got Luchos, who was that because? Was it because of Klal Yisrael? Certainly not, because Klal Yisrael had messed up the first time, and therefore the giving of the second Luchos, says the Ramban, was in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu and through the tefilos of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gadol yehakavod hanigla al ha'har ha'achra min harishon. And the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the intense connection between Moshe and Hashem, was greater the second time than the first time. The second Luchos were given only because of Moshe Rabbeinu. U'mehechan zacha Moshe l'karnei hod, and where did he get Karnei Hod, this glowing? Rabbi Seinu Amru, the rabbis tell us, min ha'ma'ara, shenasin HaKadosh Baruch Hu yado al panav. Because Moshe got it from the fact that Hashem placed it on his face. There was a more intense connection. What caused this intensity the second time around? So writes of Simcha Zissel Broyd, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, and Hassam Derech, a beautiful idea. He says, based on the Medrash in Shmos Rabba, Perek Mem Zayin, Ad Shehaya Kosev Bekomos Nishtayer Kemiya Ve'avir Al Rosh Mimenu Nasu Lo Karnei Hod. The glowing presence that came from Moshe's face came from the leftover ink that was in the bottom of the inkwell when Moshe was writing the Torah. That's where it came from. What's the connection between the leftover ink and the bottom of the inkwell when Moshe was writing and the glowing countenance that came from Moshe's face? So he explains as follows. That even after Moshe had finished Kol HaTorah Kula, they had gone through the giving of the Luchos two times, the Torah was done, ready to be given down, and Moshe, after finishing all this intense time, 120 days with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, reaching the highest level of understanding of prophecy ever attained, know what Moshe wanted? He wanted more. He saw there was ink left in the inkwell in Shemayim, and Moshe said to Hashem, I want that too. I want more. I want more Torah. I want more knowledge. I want to scrape every little bit left that was on the bottom. And says from Simcha Zissel, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was given Karnei Hod. That's why he glowed in such an amazing way. Because he pushed himself to want to learn more, to accomplish more, to have more in Limud HaTorah than was ever possible. And that's where the light came from. That's what gave him that exalted appearance, because he wanted to scrape the bottom, everything that was available in Talmud Torah. Moshe had everything that he could have attained in Limud HaTorah. Nobody knew more Torah than Moshe Rabbeinu ever. And nevertheless, he wanted more. He wanted Hashem to give him that little ink that was on the bottom and to put it on his face so he could have more connection to Torah than was available before. And he continues and he explains, based on the Yalkut Shimoni, who says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe by the snab, so the Torah tells us that Moshe said, Asarana, I can't go, I have to stay back from the snare because it's burning, and the fire, this intensity that's coming off of it is too much. And what are the next words Moshe says? V'ares hamaragadol, but I need to see what's going on. Strange. Moshe says, I can't look, it's too much. And then he says, and he starts straining his neck, says Rashi, to look to see what's going on. What's happening over here? So he says the same idea. Moshe was shown great intensity and spirituality in the burning bush, and his first reaction was, I can't see, it's too much. And then he said, but I want more. I want to accomplish more. I want to know more about Hashem. I want to have a closer connection with Hashem. I want to have a greater understanding of Hashem. And therefore he said, I'm going to look anyway. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. Attaining tremendous levels in Yedias HaTorah, in knowledge of Hashem, and saying, but I want more. I want to go to the next level. I want to get as much as I can from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Keeping in mind, by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu already knew the Shem HaMeforash. He killed the Mitzri using Shem Hashem. It's pretty good. Most people don't know that. And yet, even after attaining such incredible levels of Yedias Hashem, a Torah knowledge, still he wanted to go above and beyond and to accomplish more. And that's the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu, to never be satisfied with how much Torah you know. That's the lesson for Moshe. If we want to glow like Moshe Rabbeinu, that we want to have even the ink on the bottom of the inkwell. We want to look, even though we think that we might have accomplished as much as we can, we want to see more and have greater Torah knowledge beyond what we have already attained. And that is the message of Moshe, and that's the message for everyone. Very often people say, I know this much Torah. I learn this much Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I do the Daf Yomi, and I have this amount, and I'm good. I've accomplished, I learned, I'm good, I'm fine. That's all I need to know. This is my Seder. And comes Moshe and tells us, so what? There's always more. So a person does Daf Yomi, you can do Daf Yomi, plus you can review more. You person can do Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you can do Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, plus there's always more to build. No one should ever be happy or feel, you should be happy with your learning, but you shouldn't feel that you've accomplished enough. There's always more to attain. Even Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he wanted to attain more. There's a great story in the biography of Moshe Feinstein in the beginning. So they write about Rav Moshe's Rebbe, Rav Pesach Pruskin. So it tells us about Rav Pesach Pruskin that he was a mashkiach in yeshiva, and he was a fine Talmud Chacham, but nothing to write home about. And they tell the following story, that when a heated discussion on the topic of Bava Kamma took place one day, Rav Pesach offered his opinion. Those taking part in the discussion were not impressed in the least by Rav Pesach's comment. They fell silent, and a mocking smirk appeared on the lips of one or two of the participants. Rav Pesach noted the reaction, and he retreated to his corner, deeply humiliated. He began to weep until he fell asleep. He dreamed that he was commanded to continue his Torah study and was promised siyata d'shmaya in achieving greater success in his learning. Rav Pesach began to study with new confidence, and in a short time, a noticeable change had taken place. He spent a summer in the company of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, and his newfound depth and clarity assimilated Rav Chaim's analytical approach to learning to an extent that amazed everyone. As time went on, he amassed a vast amount of knowledge, and combining with his diligence and his newly acquired sharpness of mind, Rav Pesach went on to become one of the foremost Gaonim of his day. Someone who had accomplished, who knew, could have certainly been happy with what he had attained in his Limud HaTorah. But he said, I want more. People think I don't know enough. I want to attain more. I want to have greater knowledge. I don't want to be just someone who's on level A. I want to go to level A+. And this is the response, right? He had siyasa d'shmaya. The person who says, I want to accomplish more. I want to have a greater knowledge. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will give such a person karnei hod, a little bit more glory to help such a person along. Just on the next page over here, just interestingly, the Rav Moshe would recall himself, and he would say when people would ask him about writing Chidushei Torah, Rav Moshe said, by the time I was your age to a young man, Rav Moshe with a warm and friendly smile would say, I had already written Chidushim on the entire Yerushalmi, tractates of Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. It was his gentle way of encouraging young students to feel that they could accomplish much more in learning, and he felt people were usually held back not so much by lack of ability as by lack of confidence in themselves and a deficiency of ambition to attain major goals. Rav Moshe Feinstein was named for Moshe Rabbeinu, who was born on Zion Adar, Moshe's birth, certainly taking upon that message of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And that's important, to attain goals, to look to go higher, to have more, to go to the bottom of the inkwell, to scrape up every single thing you can, to learn and to accomplish as much as one is able to in Limud HaTorah. Certainly an important message for Moshe Rabbeinu, an important message for Moshe Feinstein, and an important message for us to never be content with what we've accomplished in Limud HaTorah, to want more, to never say, this is how much I learned this long, I learned for this amount. The answer is, there's always more to learn, more to attain, and more to grow in everyone's Limud HaTorah.